Hey friend, welcome to Spill It with Rios. Whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world listening in, we are all about keeping it real. My name is Narissa, and I'm so excited that you are here. I want to take you on this journey where we sit down to talk about tips on how to achieve your goals while living in the moment and taking those tools to strive forward. So without further ado, let's dive right into it.
Well, hello there. It's been a minute. It's been a few months, a few weeks, a few days. What's up, guys? I want to say welcome back, but really, I haven't really gone anywhere. Still on Instagram, still with Rios, personal account, bestofness, _. Yeah, it's been a minute. I do wanted to make this as informal as I can because the juiciness that's coming on this podcast, I'm so excited. But I wanted to strip down on this one a little bit more because, as it says, update, literally just update. You know, I made and wanted to start this podcast to, you know, all of us share our story, share our journey, because we are all in different seasons of life. And that's how it is. Journey, life, roller coaster, all the things. And it's exciting. And in reality, it is scary at the same time. Reason life did get in the way. Obviously, things get more important versus others. Not to say that I had to choose between the two. It's one of those where it's like I needed to balance, a good, healthy balance between the pod, our business, work, life. And I chose life first because, as I've always mentioned, and I know a lot of listeners hear this, family does come first. My relationship with God and my family come first. First and foremost. And as stripped down as this will be, I will share as much as I want to share and be transparent with you guys. But one thing's for sure that I want to share in this episode in the podcast is never let the pressure of life get the best of you. Let's dive into that. Pressure. What does that mean? Well, for those of you who are familiar with that word, a lot of us, as I keep moving around, a lot of us think of pressure as we connected with peer pressure. And peer pressure, we always hear it with like teenagers, young adults, all the things where the transition, I put that in quote, transition life, major life happens. We are in 2023, as you're listening to this, and a lot's changed. You know, when I in 2013 versus 2023, 10 years for me, in 2013, I was 20, and peer pressure in itself in college for me is still the same for when I see my now freshman son in college, kids his age, the peer pressure is the same. It's just a different time. I want to be that reassurance for you guys to say you are allowed to make the decision for yourself. You are capable of making a decision for yourself. Never let the pressure of others get to you. And here's why I say others and not friends. Friends will give you suggestions, would give you their opinions and their options. And whether you take it or not, they'll accept it. The terminology of the word others are those I would say, are you sure you don't want to try it? It's going to be your first time. Nothing will happen. I'm here with you. Do you trust me? It's like that combination of a little manipulation, some peer pressure, a lot of gaslighting. If you haven't heard my episode on gaslighting, go check it out. That's in the show notes. That's where we are in this in my season of life right now. I have an 18-month-old, I have a seventh grader, I have a freshman in high school, and a freshman in college. Coming up 4 years married life, years together, and more years of friendship with my forever partner. When I started this podcast, peer pressure was still around me. And I started this podcast in the beginning, in the end of 2022, my friends. We are coming up the 1 year of Spill It with Rios, and it's crazy to say that it has been a journey, and peer pressure still lives on. For me, in the season of life that I'm in, it's one of those where I would hear, "Are you gonna have more kids?" Or, "Oh, it's too early for you to have any kids. Enjoy Wendolyn." I'm enjoying Wendolyn. Spoiler alert. I have been enjoying Wendolyn. Spoiler alert. But that's one of those where all my mamas out there, all my first-time parents out there, all parents in general out there, if you feel that peer pressure has gotten to you lately, you're not alone. We're all dealing with it. And that's for, I'll talk about this quick in regards to adult peer pressure. We're all capable of making decisions for ourselves. It's one of those where, in the season of life you're in, can the people that say that support and support you and that you're surrounded with accept the decision that you make? They don't have to agree. Everyone's allowed to disagree. Can they accept it? Okay. Like that's this is for my, I'll say, season of life where we are with Narissa. We're in our parenthood stage, we're in our adult stage, we're adulting. That's for you. Whether you're a parent or single or in a relationship, the season of the peer pressure is the season of life you're in. And if people are willing to accept the season of life you're in. Now, my younger listeners, my high school and college students, college aged students, high school age students, the season of life you guys are transitioning in, whether you are starting high school, finishing high school, in the middle of high school, or starting college in the middle of college, or ending your college career, the peer pressure there is you're finding yourself. You are finding yourself because some of you will realize you have a voice. Some of you will utilize your voice and it will upset people. This is me telling you. Not only with the whole been there, done that speech, but as a support for you, saying to you, you're not alone again, but also, there's nothing wrong with finding yourself. There's nothing wrong with not sticking to the status quo. There's nothing wrong with sticking to the status quo. Whatever benefits for you, whatever is good for you. That's my message for you. And I feel like I wanted to sh be do this whole stressor on peer pressure because it's not talked about. And I think that's the biggest reason why I have not also been able to show up for you guys on this podcast because I let peer pressure get the best of me. I do not utilize the people that who are there for me to support me and have to tell me how it is versus hearing the people telling me what I want to hear. It's good to have both balances. For me, I need more people to tell me how it is, the reality. I'm an Enneagram 7. I like thinking outside the box. I like going all over the place. I am a happy go-getter. Let's go. I don't know how to slow down as an Enneagram 7. I'm very optimistic. I negate any pessimism whatsoever. And sometimes pessimism for me, as some people would balance for me in my life, the pessimism, it needs to be there a little bit. Put some pressure on myself. You know what I mean? In regards to Enneagram, if you guys want to know more about that, let me know. I could talk a lot about that one. But I wanted to make this a little short and for you guys to know and to hear that we are still going. We got epic guests coming up. We are still doing this weekly on Sundays, as much in real time as possible. If not in real time, it will still be as close to real time as possible. I'm just so excited. And I wanted to also use this episode as a reminder that there's nothing wrong in the season of life you're in. There's nothing wrong hearing things that you don't want to hear. There's nothing wrong hearing things that you need to hear. Never let the peer pressure of life move you away from the path of where you are in regards to acceptance. Never let peer pressure of life get to you. Accept yourself and allow the people who accept you in your life. Accept the people who accept you in your life. And overall, love yourself. Love yourself first, and everything will fall into place. That's my two cents. I love you guys. I'm so excited to be back. And I will talk to you guys next week. See ya. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a friend or share the episode on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for getting the message out. I'm humbled and grateful to be on this journey with you. So until next time, I'll talk to you again soon.